Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So later this week, I'm doing a 3-hour social media boot camp. And the goal of this boot camp is basically to explain, in some detail, the primary social media platforms that everybody should or could be on. The first thing I want to state is that not every social media platform is right for everybody. And a lot of times people tend to gravitate towards the one they like to use the most, which is primarily Facebook. I mean, there's more people on Facebook than anything. But it really depends on your business and who your customers are and where are they spending time. That's the place that you need to be. Now, I can't do a 3-hour session in 10 minutes, but I'm going to do a quick broad brush overview of what I consider to be the top 6 platforms right now, especially for small business owners or medium-sized businesses. And those include Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, and Instagram. So let's start out with Facebook. The biggest thing about Facebook is much more of a friend platform. Who's on there? Well, your friends, your high school friends, your neighbors, those kind of things. Yeah, your customers can be on there too. But one of the biggest mistakes I hear people say is, I want to separate my personal account from my business accounts. Okay. Yeah, you could do that, but it's not a great idea. Because here's the bottom line. Your personal account gets seen by all your friends. Your business accounts, or what I call brand accounts, happen to be only seen by people that go to it. The reason for that is Facebook wants you to pay to get your business seen on Facebook. So here's the thing I suggest that you do. Number one, focus on your personal profile. Make sure that you're spending time putting good stuff in there. If you're putting things like, you know, quotes and fun stuff in there and not being too controversial, then occasionally you can post things like, you know, hey, I'm having this event, or, you know, check out my webinar, check out my podcast, my blog, whatever. The other thing that's really, really big in Facebook is groups. So if you want to communicate with your customers, create a group around your customers and invite them in. Never add people to a group without their permission. Just bad juju. You don't want to do that. All right, so using Facebook is going to be, you know, personal friends, but also some customers, depending on your business, especially if you're in the consumer space. But you want to focus, you still want to post things into your Facebook business pages or brand pages, but you may have to share those to your personal wall. So it's hard to separate. And then the other thing is, think about using groups to promote your business. The second platform I want to talk about is LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is primarily a business-to-business platform, but again, it's your personal profile that counts. You are still yourself communicating to a whole bunch of other people. Yes, you can have a business page, but not a lot of people spend time on it. So the same thing with Facebook goes here. Post some great stuff, some good articles. I post all my blogs, my podcast. If I find a good article in Inc. magazine, I'll post that there. You can also create groups and do similar things that you would do in Facebook. But LinkedIn groups tend to be more business to business, and it's a little harder to get people to engage in those. But it's not a bad idea to try. So again, inside of LinkedIn, you want to focus on your personal account. It's the most important asset that you have, and spend time posting great stuff and interact with messages and things like that. And follow people, especially your customers. They're not hard to find. Find people that are going to be beneficial to your business-to-business life. The next one is Twitter. Now, Twitter is different because Twitter, you can post all you want all day long and nobody really cares. You can post the same thing 10 times. You can also have multiple accounts inside of Twitter. So, for example, I've got one specifically for Brian Basilico, and then I've got another one for my books called Not About You. So I share information about my books on that one, and then anything else like my blogs and my podcasts are all posted to Twitter that way. You can get direct messages, and you need to interact with people on a one-to-one level, but the bottom line is a lot of people just post things and don't spend a lot of time on Twitter. I suggest if you're going to be on Twitter, at least check it once a day and see if anybody sent you any direct messages or if there's notifications or people are sharing things. So again, you're looking at this as a personal business, but also you can have your brand pages or your brand accounts. And you can have as many of those as you want. The more you add, the harder it is to control. So obviously focus on what's important to you. The next one I want to talk about is Pinterest. Now, Pinterest is primarily based on visuals, number one. Number two, it's a lot of craft and food and things like that. But there's still great opportunities for you to post your stuff. In Pinterest, you can have a personal account and you can have a business account. I spend the majority, vast majority of my time working on my business account. That, again, is where I post pictures from my blogs, from my podcast to draw people back to the website so I can get some listens and some views and things of that nature. So what you want to do is make sure that you're exporting the images from those blogs and podcasts into Pinterest, into your business account by creating a pin board specifically for each one. So I have one for blogs, I have one for the Bacon podcast, I have one for Bacon, I have, you know, a handful of different ones. So that's a visual one that you really should focus just on your business side. Will it get you some traffic? Absolutely. You know, maybe not a lot, but it's worth at least posting your information to. The next one is Google Plus. Now, a lot of people don't think Google Plus is a valid social media network, but if you're a content creator, it absolutely is. Because when you post things to your business profile, it's business.google.com, and it's linked to your Google Plus page, which is linked to that business, that content, it gets indexed by Google, giving your content the ability to be found in searches better. So that's a place that you're going to want to play around with, especially if you're a content creator. And make sure that you're doing it on a regular, consistent basis, and use things like Google Analytics to measure it. The final social media platform I'd like to discuss is Instagram. Now, Instagram is owned by Facebook, and the two of them can integrate together. In Instagram, again, this is primarily a visual platform. It's all about pictures. You can do videos. You can combine a bunch of videos sequentially into stories. So if you're a visual communicator, it's a great way to do it. The other thing about Instagram, it's primarily based on a cell phone as opposed to a desktop, where all of the other platforms I talked about are primarily desktop but can be done on a cell phone. I find desktop on all of those a little easier, but on Instagram, you can't do a lot on your desktop, so you have to use your cell phone. Another thing that you can do, again, is you can have multiple accounts. You can have up to 6 accounts associated with your Instagram app. But each one has its own separate login. But once you're logged in, you can switch between them all. So for example, when I do my Bacon podcast, I put pictures up there. The one thing about Instagram that you can't do is you can't add links. So what you need to do is use hashtags to get people to find your stuff. The only place you can put a link in Instagram is inside your profile. So think about how you can start using these platforms for your business. So hopefully you got some great information out of this and made you think a little differently. If you'd like more, check out baconcoach.com/BWM. It's my Bacon Weekly Mastermind. You can start for only a dollar. You get part training, part mastermind, and part Q&A and accountability. Give it a shot. Check it out.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.